Now, in this year's budget proposal, the president is taking an even more politically difficult task, slowing the growth in Medicare. NPR's Julie Rovner has more on the president's health spending plan.
The Bush administration's budget proposes cuts to a wide variety of health programs, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and aid to children's hospitals. But the biggest money and the biggest controversy will surround the Bush administration's efforts to reduce spending on Medicare, the federal health program for the elderly and disabled. The budget would reduce Medicare spending by some $36 billion over the next 5 years. Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt said the cuts won't even make that much of a dent in Medicare's long-term financing shortfall.
They will amount to reducing our growth rate by less than 1.5%. Under the current pattern, we would see spending at 8.1% over the next 5 years. Under this proposal, it would fall to 7.7%. Medicare will continue to grow, but at a slower rate.
In fact, most of the cuts in the package were first recommended by the nonpartisan and apolitical Medicare Payment Advisory Commission, but that won't keep the proposal from riling up the powerful health care provider groups in Washington. Chip Kahn is president of the Federation of American Hospitals. He says he's disappointed by the proposed growth reductions.
With all the pressures on hospitals, with the fact that most hospitals are losing money on their Medicare patients today, this is the wrong policy at the wrong time.
And Kahn points out, while the cuts wouldn't do much for Medicare's bigger problem,
it will have a direct effect on the capacity of hospitals to provide the kind of services that Medicare beneficiaries expect.
That's the kind of complaint that resonates with lawmakers from both parties, who are loath to anger health providers in an election year. Alec Vachon is a former Senate Republican health aide who's now a consultant. He says because of that sensitivity, he's not convinced the cuts will actually happen.
I think we're going to see some people who are very nervous about this, including even members of the Republican leadership in the Senate. Senator Santorum is in a tough race this year, and I don't think he's necessarily want to tangle with his hospitals and nursing homes in his state.
That would be Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum, the number three Republican in the Senate. But as politically problematic as the health provider cuts may be, the administration is seeking an even more far-reaching change to Medicare, capping the amount the government spends on the program. Right now, if the portion of Medicare spending that comes from the general treasury rises above 45%, the president is required to make savings recommendations to Congress, which is free to ignore them. Leavitt says the administration wants to put some teeth in that requirement.
If it goes above 45%, it will trigger a series of actions that would keep it at 45%.
Or else an across-the-board cut would take effect instead. But even with few details, just the idea is already causing ripples among some of the same groups that successfully blocked Social Security changes last year. John Rother is policy director for the senior group AARP.
It's a kind of an arbitrary cap. It's not linked to any particular proposal to save money by making health care more efficient. It's not linked to any proposal to tighten up eligibility in certain ways. It's just an across-the-board cap that leaves the details of how it's to be achieved up to Congress.
Rother says the proposal is more than just a money saver. It's a whole new approach to a program that over 40 years has promised to pay for a set package of benefits.
This would be a very significant philosophical shift. In effect, saying we're only going to spend this much on health care, regardless of how much it costs and regardless of what's happening in the rest of the health care system, Medicare would be limited to a predetermined dollar amount with unknown consequences.
And should Congress take the president up on his proposal, it will face unknown consequences as well. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
That's some of what's happening in a $2.77 trillion budget. If you want to learn more, go to NPR.org, where we analyze President Bush's proposals for spending on health care, the military, and Homeland Security.